Just-in-time devotionals, uncomfortable to be healed, a time for everything. 2 Kings 4:16. Very well, we continue with those specific points in the history of this Shunammite woman. I ask you to please follow me so that we can understand and realize about those small details that many times we do not observe, because in general, we pay attention to what is more attractive, but there are little things. It is like when you sign a contract, we care about the big print, but we forget about the fine print. And there are little things, there are small details in which God works. I want to start by telling you that if you are in the hands of God, you are in the best hands in the middle of the process you are going through today. And these points that I am giving you are going to help you a lot, so that you remain, do not give up, and understand that God has a plan, that He is doing something beautiful in your life and in my life. The Bible says, "He who began the good work will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ." And that is why the Lord has disturbed me with this story. This woman, we have already realized that first she had to recognize that the miracle led her to recognize what her condition was. And now the word was given to her. But she did not have a child overnight. She had to wait a while for the fulfillment of that promise. If we read the story, we will quickly realize, or we will think, that the story passed quickly. But there was a time of waiting, a time in which we need to reflect, realize where God took us from, remain and wait for the promise. That's the waiting time. For her, it was 9 months, or let's say 10, in the sense that the following month, she had sex with her husband and became pregnant. And at month 9, she gave birth to her son. That's why every word that God gives us, it is interesting that we learn to keep it and reflect on it. Each promise of God requires time. Remember, in the past devotional, we talk about Acts 17, where the Bible already says that from one man, God created all humanity, and then God established periods of His history and limits in His room. Everything is established by God, but we need to learn to listen to God, because His promises reveal to us what He has for us. Each word of God makes us realize the future advances in our present. The word from God that lifts you up today is showing you what God has with you. But remember that there is a time when the word is pressed, and a time when that word has to bring about changes in our life for its fulfillment to come. So this woman received the word, in a year you will be embracing a child, a word that showed her condition of sterility, healed her, and led her to wait to see the miracle. This is important, and understanding this, I can remember what God speaks through the prophet Isaiah, saying that His word does not return empty. To see everything is about God. God gives the word, and the word returns to Him. But from the moment He gives the word and it returns, there are times, seasons, there are processes. And that is why I like how Isaiah compares it, how God uses the prophet Isaiah to compare what His word does, and compares it with seasons, compares it with times, and compares it with a climate event, which is the rain and the snow. We all know why rain and snow form, right? And we know that there is no form simply by occupying space, but rather that what is produced has a purpose. Rain, which is water, has an end, and snow too. Then the word of God says the following. Look at what the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9 onwards. "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and the snow descend from the heavens and remain on the ground to water the earth. May the grain grow and produce seeds for the farmer and bread for the hungry. The same thing happens when I send my word. It will always produce fruit." Look at this characteristic of the word of God. And it is true. It always produces fruit. It will achieve everything I want. It will prosper in all the places where I send it. You see, rain and snow, like the word of God, have an end. And when God gives them to you, they are looking for the earth so that they come to an end. And how they descend from the heavens. He says, "They descend from the heavens and remain on the ground. First they are established." The land is receiving the word of God. Once you receive it, that word is established in your life. You are that land. And what are you looking for? A simple establishes itself, and one begins to water it. It stays on the ground to water the land, and after watering your land comes the process of watering the land. Then comes the season, the process that irrigated land makes the seed grow. It does, so it germinates. The reina valera 1960 version says, water the land and then make it germinate, and then make it produce. Then the word is sown, irrigate the land, and then comes the time to produce. Suddenly, and I tell you this because at some point you are throwing the towel, suddenly you say, so much that I have spoken to this person, so much that I have spoken to my family, and it seems that it entered one ear and came out of the other. No, the word arrives and the heart settles. It is watering the land, and suddenly it is not you who is speaking to them, but another person came and gave him word. And it turns out that there he did meet the man, and there he repented. You say, could it be that I did not do the job well? It is not like that. God used you. You throw the word watered, but it took a while to water the land, and now God used someone else to make the word germinate. It was time that the word began to germinate, and the time has come when someone else came to collect what was already ready to be harvested. But you planted a word there. Am I making myself clear? So never give up, because the word of God lives processes. And the first is to stay in the ground to water the earth. Then they make it germinate, and then they make it produce. And it produces for what? It says that give seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats. Tell me, that word of God makes me produce with purpose. There the purpose is implicit. After the rain and the snow fall on the earth, they water it, they make it germinate, and they make it produce. For what purpose? When that seed grows and becomes a tree, then it produces fruit. And what does the fruit bear? Seeds. And whom is the seed for? For the one who sows. Who is the seed for? For the one who sows. It means that that seed is not lost. It looks for the farmer, it already has a purpose. Seed is produced for someone who is going to sow, and bread for the one who eats. Then they produce two things, seed and bread. The seed has a purpose in being sown again, and it needs a farmer, and bread for the one who is hungry. Then a need is produced. The word of God produces a need, but it also produces the provision for that need. And then what happens? Return the glory to God, because everything was about God, who was the one who gave everything. Because God produces both the need as well as solving that need. Everything is produced by God. Tremendous, right? So it is the same thing that may be happening in your life. God gives you a promise. God gives you a word. Suddenly you say, but nobody has told me. So the Lord tells you. But every time you read the Bible, your eyes stay open as you realize that there is a promise for God, from God. Then if you have received promises from God and you have kept them in your heart, I repeat what I told you just now. One, that promise shows you your limitations, your illness, your sin to be forgiven, to be healed, to be taken to freedom. That promise shows you the purpose that God has for your life, and that there is a miracle waiting for you. And third, that promise shows you that you have to learn to wait for the time that God programmed for that plan to be fulfilled in your life. The promises of God require time and space, and in the middle of those times and that space, the word processes come together. So we see the Shunammite woman receiving a word, and maybe you read the next verse, and sure enough, when God gave the word, you read the next verse, and the next year, the woman was hugging her son, and her son grew up. We can be talking about years in only the change of a sentence that you are reading. But if we go to the fine print, if we go to the smallest print, to the details, there was a waiting time. So why are you getting desperate? If God gave you a promise, there is a miracle to happen. Why do you let yourself be overcome by the sadness of the world? Because of the disappointment? Because of the bad news? Because of the deception that Satan wants to place in your mind? Fill your mind with the arguments, with the thoughts of God, and not with the negative arguments that Satan wants to place in you, that everything is over, that you are going to reach the end. I know people who lead a healthy life without realizing that they were already sick, and the day the doctor tells them, you're sick, they're running out of healthy life. And the question is, what happened? Why did their habits change? Why did they give the change completely? Because in their minds, they accepted a reality that they should recognize, but also know that they are going to be healed. I don't know if I'm making myself understood. And they accommodated themselves to the diagnosis, but not the salvation that has been given in Christ through that diagnosis. The fact that God tells you You are a sinner. It's not for you to die in it and think that God is going to embarrass you. No. The fact that God tells you you are a sinner is because He is showing you the way. The fact that God chose your sin shows the cross, shows you this is your sin, this is the cross, there is the blood of Christ, there is the salvation, there is opportunity. You see, that is the plan, because among other things, if we don't recognize our disease, that we are going to be healed, we can coexist with a disease that we never knew was there, nor did we want to find out. But spiritually, this can happen to us because we cannot cancel the darkness in our life. If we don't recognize it, and in this way the true light of Christ shine in us, otherwise it is like trying to tell Him, dwell with me. I know I have darkness, but that is gone. Dwell with me, be light, but my darkness will not let the light really work. That's why the Bible says, if the Son sets you free, you will be truly free. I believe that word truly has a reason there. It was not placed there to fill a space between the lines. It is necessary, truly free. And if the Bible speaks that we can be truly free, then He asks me, can we falsely free? I think so, and I don't know if it is spelled right that way. But what I mean is, we can be fooling ourselves all the time thinking that we're okay, when we really are not, and think that I'm free when I'm more tired than ever. You know, that it doesn't happen to us like the people of Israel, that when Jesus spoke to them about freedom, they said, and that we are going to be free? Yes, we are already free. And they were omitting that they were under the yoke of Rome. That is, they were not free. But in the end, with the meaning comes the word of God, to realize that what God is going to do in us is perfect. What happened in this woman's life was perfect. And if you read the story, it reaches the end where her son resurrects and sneezes 7 times. The number 7 means perfection. Everything that happened in her life was perfect. Although in the process, she did not understand it. She had to cry, learn, be constant. But in the end, everything was perfect. You are prepared by God to be like this. But you need to learn to understand that everything is in its time. There is a long way to go, so don't throw in the towel. There are things that perhaps today you don't understand, but God established the time to reveal them to you. And perhaps today there are things that are being revealed to you that years ago you did not understand. There are feelings, a feeling of God in your heart today that you would not understand before. And perhaps before you did not have it, there is a move, a feeling in the ministry that you did not have before, but now God provoked it in your life. But in the end, what are you going to do? This woman accepted the word, waited for the time to go on. She continued to have that place in her house for God, and she saw the miracle become a reality. Time passed and the word was fulfilled. Let's pray. Father, keep talking to us through this word. Keep teaching us, Lord. Bring us clarity so that we can keep moving forward, so that we don't lose heart and realize that there is a meaning in all things. And even, Lord, that the process doesn't end with having the miracle in our arms, because you continue to work in our lives. You continue to work on us until we reach the stature of the perfect man who is in Christ. Help us to clearly understand what we are seeing and living today, Lord, and bring renewal to our strength to remain in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time.